on your Friday morning with some Love and Death featuring Brian Head Welsh. That song is called Chemicals. I cannot wait for that whole record to release. Let's just keep this happy joy going, shall we? Spoken for you now. This song's called Dagger. Static Radio. The Echoing Green, the Huntress, right here on Static Radio.
Does Joe even know who the Huntress is?
The Huntress, he was in a DC person. He was a, he's a Marvel dude for sure.
Okay, well then that's like an absolute betrayal to have a song called The Huntress when you're a Marvel person.
Yeah, but the Huntress isn't the Huntress. The Huntress is Chrissy doing the verses, and she's the Huntress from like the Book of Proverbs, who is like basically hunting dudes and taking them down into the grave.
I could see where that would not fit into the title of the song.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the song The Huntress, which isn't The Huntress from the comic books, but The Huntress from Proverbs, where he's in. Yeah. That'd be like the longest song title ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's almost necessary because the first thing I think of when I see The Huntress is like, yeah, she's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Comic book character. Oh, it's not that?
Yeah. Oh, not at all.
Never mind.
Oh, man, it's the Steve Radio program. Steve-O and Yo in studio with you.
Good morning.
It's Friday.
Friday the 20th. It doesn't quite work.
No, it doesn't.
Like,
but
it
is. It is actually, it is 420 today. And
420?
So there's a, yeah, there are definite things to talk about today with the date, even though it's not Friday the 13th. 420 still, you know.
It just doesn't sound as ominous to me.
No.
It sounds like an afternoon appointment, 420.
Which is funny because 420 really should be more ominous to us because there's many 420 origination, you know, that's actually Hitler's birthday. That's Columbine. That's the purpose behind that was because of Hitler's birthday.
Yeah.
So there actually are more ominous tones to 420, but most college dudes just think of smoking weed. Let's be honest here.
Okay.
It's the truth.
No, you're right.
So, which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Do you know why you're doing that?
But, see, here's the problem with all that. You know, it being more ominous. Like, the Friday the 13th ominousness is something you kind of can have fun with.
Right.
Like, what kind of fun can you have with, like, Hitler's birthday?
Or none.
Like, Columbine? Yeah. There's nothing you can really say to have fun with that.
Right.
And
maybe that's why people smoke weed on 420.
Probably.
Because they're really depressed.
There's nothing to make light of at all.
Exactly.
Whatsoever.
So they just light up.
Ah, okay. Wow. Yeah.
No, we are not condoning that.
No,
we're
not. No.
I'm just trying to wrap my brain around the fact that somehow those were tied together.
We'll still try and lighten your Friday completely separate from any of that.
Yeah. We will enlighten your Friday.
Enlighten your Friday. Good. I like that.
There you go.
We can do that.
So, yeah, we got a lot to talk about this morning.
We got some fun stuff to talk about this morning.
Some interesting stuff. I'm excited. We're going to be talking a little bit about the Holy Spirit later on this morning.
Which is always a fun topic.
Yeah,
to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to be talking about congregations more and more, turning to the web and the battle of that.
The battle of the web.
As we speak of the Holy Spirit, you know, here's something that people don't like to talk about, that people get afraid of. Technology.
The web. Oh, yeah.
Technology
that's true.
And Christianity, they don't mix. So we'll definitely be talking about that.
That'll be fun. We're also going to talk about Twinkies.
Yes, we are, which will be very fun because they're my favorite thing in the universe.
Everyone just got whiplash because we're like, hey, we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about the church and technology. We're going to talk about Twinkies. And they're like, whoosh, what? Oh, where's my chiropractor?
We're going to talk about Michelle.
Oh.
Actually, we were doing that before. Now you're here. We can't
talk about
you. We weren't
talking
about
her. We were praying for her. That's totally different.
Yeah. That's so nice, yo. Thank you.
I was just clarifying what was actually going on.
This is true.
Putting it in the proper context.
And we're going to talk about
for you, not talking about you.
We're going to talk about why our retinas are burned out by the fluorescent
lights.
Mostly because those lights are burned out. And
I was going to say, it's really bright in here.
It's horrible, right?
It's kind of hard in the morning, you know? Like, I like the other lights that are on the dimmer because it's kind of easy to, like, ease into the... I think that's why God didn't make the sun a fluorescent bulb.
Right,
because he knew it would be hard for us to adjust to the day if all of a sudden it's like... Instead, so he has that awesome thing known as sunrise.
He's
like, I'm just going to let humanity ease into the day and like let the light slowly come up and then everyone can kind of like get into their day. I'm sure when he was, you know, figuring out creation, he's like, well, I could go with the fluorescent star, but that just, it doesn't fade in and fade out. That'd be kind of abrupt. Can you imagine what that would be like? It's like dark and all of a sudden, the sun's on. You're like,
but what about those people in like Alaska where it's just bright all the time?
Or is like dark for 6 months?
Oh, man. I don't think I could handle that. I really don't know if I could hang with just
I don't
dark
think God intended for people to live that far north.
Right. There it is. Yeah, we got a lot to talk about on this beautiful, beautiful Friday morning. And, man, we are only a couple weeks away from the Avengers. So we're going to be talking about that this morning. We're going to be talking about...
A couple of weeks away from prom.
Oh, man.
Free which comes on the same day
come
as Avengers.
Come on the same day. Yeah. I'll tell you what's happening with me. Morning show, as soon as that's over, taking my kids to see Avengers.
Avengers, yeah. And then you're going to come back for prom.
And then I'll come back for prom.
That sounds
but
good.
Let's be honest. Like, priority?
Well, yeah, priorities are important.
Avengers.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'll have a full review of the Avengers that Friday morning.
Yeah.
Because I've had a chance to have already seen it.
I know! You don't
just,
need to brag.
Part of the job.
He's seeing it 3 days early.
What?
Yeah. He's that guy.
It's part of the job.
You're definitely that guy.
Part of the job. What's coming out today? It's Friday.
Nothing that I'm aware of.
I know, right? I'm like...
Here's
about?
The weird thing, you know, April was such a down month because we had Hunger Games in March, which rained at the box office for 4 weeks in a row. I'm thinking it has a chance to do 5 weeks in a row because there aren't any major releases this week, and it's had a strong hold at the box office. So, like last week's drop was like 33%, which is almost unheard of for a movie in the fourth week. So, dropping 33%, it was still making like $30 million.
Right.
Because it started off at like 155.
Yeah.
And then as it dropped, you know, it kept dropping smaller and smaller. So, I think it has a chance to still do it. And then, of course, no one wants to open up right before the Avengers.
No.
Because the following weekend, they're going to get decimated.
Yeah.
But the Pirates, Band of Misfits, will be coming out right before Avengers.
This is true. Yeah, today's releases include Chimpanzee.
Oh, that's right, for Earth Day.
Yeah, Think
Disney
Like a
Nature
Man.
Film. Yeah, see, nothing.
The Lucky One, that Zac Efron. Yeah, come on.
We want Zac Efron to be a heartthrob, and we will die trying to make it happen. This is like his third movie where they've tried to make him the next big heartthrob.
I haven't seen any of them.
Well, see, that's the problem.
Yeah. You're the audience they want to go see them.
Exactly. You're the one who's supposed to be going to these movies, and you're like, I don't even want to go. But what's the problem? No appeal, apparently.
Yeah, no appeal.
Poor guy.
I still want to go see The Raid. D's texted all
The Raid
from
Redemption?
New York, yeah, and said that was the best action movie since The Matrix and probably better.
Really?
I said, what?
I know. I had a chance to go to a screening to that, and I was busy that night, and so I couldn't make it.
Yeah. Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park did the music for it. And then Lockout, I actually really want to see. I'm still waiting.
You want to see Lockout?
I said it.
Die Hard in a prison in space.
It's Guy Pearce, and he had me at Memento. And so I've loved everything that guy's... I should say, actually, he had me at L.A. Confidential, because he is a brilliant actor.
He is awesome in L.A. Confidential. Yeah, absolutely.
He's never failed me.
Michelle's shaking her head.
So,
like, I don't know what you're talking
about. You guys are out of control.
Sorry.
No, we're just talking about
We're just dudes talking movies.
No, it's fine.
It's all good.
It's fine.
You haven't heard of this movie, Lockout? Die Hard in a prison in space.
The president's daughter, and she's on a prison
Actually, you know
space
what it's like? It's more like Escape from New York in a prison
in
space. Because it's a president's daughter.
Yeah.
The rogue agent has to go in and save her. It's totally Escape from New York set
like,
in space.
Sounds like 24 in space
or
something.
Yeah, but better.
But better.
Jack Bauer in space. See, in space makes everything better.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the
only
way you could one-up Die Hard.
Right.
It's like Die Hard in space.
Yeah.
It's like Escape from New York in space. It's like the TV show 24 in space. That was a problem with Star Wars. That's why the prequels couldn't improve on the originals, because how can you say anything more about them?
Yeah.
It's like Star Wars in... it's already in space. Like, there's nowhere to go to improve on that.
Exactly.
Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull, they tried to improve that.
Oh.
It's in the space between space. And people are like, what does that mean?
I
that doesn't work.
Space-time continuum, what?
Yeah. See, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
So there's nowhere else to go. If it's in space, That's as good as it gets.
That's true. Very true.
Good to know.
Coming right back, we got to Me Without You. I'm Steve-O. We got Yo and Michelle this morning hanging out with you.
Was that the most inane conversation ever?
No. It was amazing. Are you kidding me? That's
because
you
know. I think the only way we could have improved that conversation is to have had it in space.
There it is.
He's quite a personality.
Static Radio.
Good morning, welcome to Static Radio. 6:51 now. Oh man, it's the Steve in studio with me, Yo and Michelle. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Did that last song had the nice little like twinkles at the end,
yeah.
And I thought I was gonna fall asleep again.
I thought I was.
What is the deal with that?
I think that was a harp.
That was, yeah. I call them the twinkles, you know.
Yeah, I was like twinkle twinkle.
I think
little
the professional
star.
Name is the harp.
I don't know.
Yeah, David, he was pretty cool. He played that little twinkle thing. Yeah, he was good. It was good.
He's a professional twinklist.
Yeah. played, kill giants, played the twinkle.
So how was the symphony last night? It was great. I really enjoyed the string section and the twinkle
and the
section.
Twinkles.
The twinkle section
twinkles
was
were
awesome.
Amazing. You know, Leah actually is like a harpist.
So she's a twinkler.
She's a twinkler.
She's a twinklist.
According to you.
Twinkless. Yeah. So
she does play the harp, but
yeah.
For those who don't know what that's called,
yeah.
She plays
the
twinkles.
It's the twinkles. It's the twinkles and sprinkles, you know. It's a cupcake shop.
Speaking of cupcakes, twinkles, and sprinkles.
Yeah.
It looks like you're not going to have your favorite treat anymore. Possibly.
What?
Yeah. Twinkies may go away.
No!
Yeah, they may.
Why would they do that?
Okay, so
they
check
can't
this out.
Do that.
No, yeah, they might. The hostess is in some financial trouble, all right? And the way they're trying to handle this financial trouble is they want to tear up some of their labor agreements with the union workers who help make the Twinkies.
Okay.
And so they're going to court over all this financial stuff, right? The problem is if it doesn't get solved in court, the workers will strike. If the workers strike, Hostess does not have enough cash on hand to keep operating. If they can't keep operating...
They don't have enough dough?
They don't have enough dough. So they won't be able to make Twinkies anymore.
Okay.
So there is a real possibility... Twinkies, Ho-Hos, Ding Dongs, all that stuff that...
Star Crunch.
No. They'll be wanted.
They'll be gone.
They'll become extinct.
Well, I don't think they'll necessarily become extinct because Twinkies are really like cockroaches where they never really die. They
right.
can survive
That's disgusting.
Promageddon.
Yeah, I got a box of Twinkies for Christmas.
Of
and
like
I,
what
I
year?
Forgot, yeah, and I forgot I had them and I had them hidden in here because I didn't want anybody else eating them because those are my personal, you know.
Twinkies.
Thing.
Yeah.
And... I don't know, how many months has it been? Oh, it's only been like 4 months.
See,
but I mean, they were still
extreme.
Moist.
Yeah.
They were still moist and wonderful.
No, I've heard of people who find them like a year later and
yeah.
they're like fresh.
My sister kept one for like years. All throughout high school, she just had this like lucky Twinkie. It was wrapped basically. This Twinkie...
Never changed.
It started to. After a few years, it was a little more... Like, it wasn't as
After
moist.
After a few years.
Yeah. After a few years, it started to turn a little oranger.
If you're worried about your food going bad after a few years...
Right.
You might want to think about re-qualifying that as whether or not it's actually a food.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Twinkies are going to make my body look good when I'm dead. So...
Your body's going to look like a Twinkie when you're dead if you keep eating them.
Absolutely.
They're going to have to find some cellophane to wrap you in instead of a coffin. It just puts you in that.
Dude.
It's Twinkie Man. Let's bury him.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about this, and I know you love Twinkies.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, you know, what food could you absolutely not do without? Like, what food would you not want to see go extinct?
You mean other than Twinkies?
I know for Twinkies, that's your answer. But, like, what is the one, Michelle, like, what's the one food that you would not want to see disappear from the face of the earth?
Can it be, like, a combination, or does it have to be one?
What, like a Mexican plate? Like a combination plate?
A combo
like, what are you talking about?
No.
Can I get a number two with, like, bean burrito and, like, a...
Someone's like, you know what I could not do without? The number two super value meal over at McDonald's. If that went
You're
away,
like,
my life would be over. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about like chips and dip.
Chips and dip.
Oh, okay. So that's, okay. Yeah, that
like,
makes sense.
Okay. That's my go-to. If I'm hungry and I don't want to cook dinner, I'm like, oh, chips and dip.
So which one could you really not do without? Like, could you survive with chips and no dip?
Yeah.
Or could you survive with dip and no chips? Like, if you were on a desert island, which one would you have to have?
I'd have to have the chips.
Okay. Wouldn't that just make you thirsty and then you try to drink seawater?
I was just about to say that. Yeah, that'd be horrible.
Soaked in dip.
Gross, man. Yeah, I'd take the bean dip over the chips any day of the week.
If you had
what food could you not live without? 505-338-3700, the phone number. Of course, 338-3700, the phone number, as I just said. Or Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I'm just trying to repeat. Or I'm so tired I forgot.
That app isn't working.
It's working. It's totally working. Man, that's going to be a sad day for me.
I know,
if that
right?
really, really happens. You know, speaking of sad days real quick, talking about things people can't live without and the extremes they go to, the family of a 30-year-old mother who died suddenly this last week, right?
No.
Yeah, right?
And you're going to tie this into Twinkies?
Says her habit was mostly to blame. Her habit was she drank 7.5 liters of Coca-Cola every single day.
That makes me want to throw up.
That does.
She was a mother of eight. She passed away after a cardiac arrest in the coroner heard at an inquest yesterday.
7.5 liters?
A day.
7.5 liters a day.
I don't even drink that much of anything.
Of Coca-Cola.
That's crazy.
Okay, I'll say that again. 7.5 liters. That is. It's insane.
We figure like one of those big ones, it's like a dollar at the store is like 2 liters, right?
Yeah.
So three and a half of those.
You know, it's crazy. Like, just to put things in perspective on how that would probably have affected her, we were watching Mythbusters the other day, and they were testing, you know, the myths about what uses there are for cola. And one of the primary uses they found for it that's really effective is it makes a really good chrome polisher. They got actual chrome polishes, products made to polish chrome. They got a beat up old pickup truck, and then on the other side of the bumper, they used cola.
Yeah.
And the cola side was restored better than the actual chrome polishes.
Oh, gosh.
So she's basically drinking 7.5 liters of chrome polish every day.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. It's not all Coca-Cola's fault, okay? This pathologist told the court
Coca-Cola's fault. There's some representative there saying, we would love for you to drink our product.
It's a big deal.
There go their sales.
They say the main cause of her death was cardiac arrhythmia, but she also had severe hypokalemia. Hypokalemia?
What is that?
Yeah, a lack of potassium in the blood related to excessive consumption of soft drinks.
Well, she should have been eating bananas as well.
Also played into that was a combination of factors like the fact that she was a heavy smoker and smoked at least 30 cigarettes a day. This chick was like,
how does she have time?
She was just excessive about what she liked, apparently. It was like, I don't eat a Twinkie. I eat the whole box every day.
She sounds like the type of person, one thing she didn't like was life. Because
right. Yeah, seriously.
Why would you treat your body that way?
Yeah, poor diet, obviously, heavy smoker, and 7.5 liters of Coke a day. Man, at one point it was 10 liters a day,
but she cut back. Yeah.
She cut back because, you know, that's just excessive. So she cut back to 7.5 liters a day.
That's sad. You know, I had a friend once who was talking about how he was going to start living healthier. I'm like, good for you, man. Like, what are you doing? He's like, well, I'm trying to get to the point where I just drink one soda a day. And I was like,
whoa. Yeah.
You're trying to get to the point where you're not even supposed to drink one soda a day.
If
you really want to be healthy, why don't you try not drinking a soda every day?
Yeah, dude, absolute man. Blah.
That was like the strangest statement of health ever. Oh, I'm living healthier now. Really? How?
Right.
I only drink one soda a day. It's like, that's not healthy.
Yeah, no,
absolutely
not. I
don't even want to know what you were doing before that where you think this is the healthier option.
Yeah, so sadly, we're talking about the death of a woman who drank 7.5 liters of Coke a day and also possibly the death of Twinkie the kid.
So her food that she couldn't live without apparently would have been
Coca-Cola.
Yeah. So she could not have survived with it.
Yeah.
Ironically, she couldn't survive with it either.
Right. Right.
So that's also sad.
You went there. That was amazing. All right.
I'm just pointing out the irony of the situation for the conversation we're trying to start. What can you not live without? She couldn't live with it. That's all I was saying.
Wouldn't that be
that's
the lack of iron in her system?
Oh, man.
Good job.
I'm just saying.
We need to get the listeners' opinion here because our opinions are spiraling out of control.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. What were you going to say, Michelle?
I was going to say that this just seems like a really dangerous conversation.
Yeah.
So don't.
What can't you live without?
Well, this person couldn't live with it.
Well, yeah. But you can't. Maybe we're helping people by finding out what they believe they can't live without and then reminding them that, yes, they can.
Where's Dr. Phil?
We got a culture shock for you now. This one coming from brand new. Song's called Jesus Christ, Static Radio. As cities burn, empire right here on Static Radio. Good morning. Oh, man, it's the Steve.
Yes, it is.
In studio with me. Yo.
Hey.
To my right.
Good morning.
Sam Swan to my left.
Good morning.
I love having Sam in. And like, yeah. As soon as he shows up, like, the fun factor just kind of like goes up.
Yo, that's very nice.
Yeah. That's true.
Because I love coming here. This is one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah, man. It's so great having you in here. Now, you're getting ready to run a half marathon.
I am.
Because we're talking about foods that people couldn't live without.
Yeah,
I'm guessing
that.
Pasta.
I was going to be here a little quicker, but I hadn't quite finished my 7.5 liters of soda.
Right.
Before I got up,
you know what?
Before you run a half marathon,
a woman is dead.
I know.
Okay?
I'm sorry.
Uncalled for.
I'm sorry.
You're the one who brought it up.
I did because it's crazy.
You did. It is, and I'm sorry
let's
for
call
that.
It what it
but
is.
I'm sure there's others like her that aren't in the state that she's in.
Yeah. So, if you're just joining us in the state that she's in, if you're just joining us,
you can say it. She's dead.
Okay. I just didn't want. Can you say it on the air?
Yeah. A 30-year-old mother
died suddenly.
That's not one of
the four letter words that we can't. Say. Okay. Dead
can
okay.
I talk, please?
I'm sorry.
Shut up!
That is the word we can't say.
That is the word we can't say.
You know what? It's my show, it's and I'll turn all your mics off. A 30-year-old woman died.
That was a very good news voice.
Thank you. Where's
excellent.
My breaking news? This just in. Actually, it's not just in, but a 30-year-old mother died suddenly, and they're blaming her 7.5-liter-a-day Coca-Cola habit. On it. Also, her 30 smokes a day, and she just had really bad habits, apparently. But yeah, 7.5 liters of Coca-Cola. Habit was partially to blame. That's actually down from her normal 10 liters of Coke, but she weaned herself off of 2.5 of those.
Good for her.
Yeah. Yeah, because it did a whole lot of good.
I was going to say, if there is ever a case of too little, too late, that would be it.
That would, yeah.
So,
a case, get it, a case. Yeah, you guys.
So this half marathon's going on down in Hobbs?
Down in Hobbs, yeah, tomorrow. It's actually a full range of races, which is a lot of marathons have that. This is a 5K, a 10K, half marathon, and a full marathon. What's crazy about the full marathon is they're running from Lovington to Hobbs. That's the full marathon. I'm like, dude, I could do that in my car.
You're saying that they're not only running from Lovington to Hobbs, but then they have to do like a loop.
There's
once
like
they get
one
to Hobbs.
Little tiny loop in the middle there, or at the end to get that last little bit to get that 26.2 in there. You know, anybody
that's
can
crazy.
Run 26 miles. It's the .2 that's the killer.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm getting ready for I've been getting ready for it, and I'm hoping because there's no hills, it'll be nice and flat.
Yeah.
And then I'm actually in pretty good condition for this race, and I'm hoping to set a personal record. We call it a PR in the running world. But it reminded me, though, is that every time I run, I keep thinking about this video that I saw one time where this guy was, he'd do these funny videos on different kind of sports and stuff, kind of poke fun, and one of them he did was, he said, today we're going to talk about cross country, which is a compound Greek word from cra and scruntry, which means to run without purpose. And so sometimes,
so true.
Sometimes, it is. Sometimes I feel that way, but I feel good. I'm in good shape, and I
see. Sometimes you feel that way. I always feel that way. It's like that's why I never did cross country or track or anything when I was in high school doing sports. It's because I didn't understand what the purpose was.
Yeah,
like you run,
right?
You get across the finish line. And I just stood there, like, validation, please. Yeah. Someone, please, tell me what I accomplished here. Why is it the guy who came in first is the only one that gets anything good that happens to him? And so, you know, that's why I took up basketball. Because at least then I felt like I was accomplishing something.
Right.
I saw the ball go through the hoop, and points went up onto the scoreboard.
Yes.
I did something.
Yeah.
When you're jogging, all I can think of is, I'm really not getting anything done.
My side hurts.
Well, if your side hurts, just slow down a little bit. Let some more oxygen get to you. I'm sorry. I went into coaching mode there.
Listen to the
And the reason I didn't do basketball was because I couldn't accomplish anything. The ball would plank off the rim or
you're
get stuck between the rim and the backboard.
Yeah.
You know, and some tall guy had to come and
Well, I think what put me off of running when I was in high school and, you know, you had to run the mile for P.E., I always felt like I was, like, part of one of those, speaking of old Greek, I was, like, back in the ancient days where the slaves were made to do things pointlessly for the entertainment of the aristocracy.
Because,
you know, it felt like Coach was there with, like, the cat and nine tails.
Right.
Run! Run!
Yeah.
It's like, why am I doing this? Because!
Yeah. No, thank you, dude. Yeah. I can't. They made an app that you're supposed to, you know, it's supposed to help you want to run. And it's actually, my buddy Joey got it, and it's helped him because it's this zombie apocalypse scenario, and so you're playing music in your headphones, and all of a sudden it's like, zombie on your right! You gotta run! Run faster! You're getting away! And then it's like, you're not running fast enough! And you can die. It's like a video game that you play, but it's while you're actually running.
That's hilarious.
That may seem slightly interesting enough to me to possibly try it once, but my pastor and dear friend, they're runners, and they constantly are wanting me to run with them, and I'm like, why? Where are you going?
Yeah.
Like, what is the purpose?
Exactly.
Like, we're gonna, you're gonna go up to that mountain and then come back to the car?
Uh-huh.
You know, I could drive up there in like 4 minutes. So I'm not a runner. I don't get it.
I didn't get it. My wife is a PE teacher. She's a swimmer and she's been into fitness her whole life. So she has been trying to get me outside, and I wasn't really interested in running or anything. My favorite thing to do is sit in the chair.
She's been trying to get me outside.
Yeah.
Sam's an indoor recluse.
I was. I really was.
Please come out. Not today, my love.
I would have had this real full long beard, but I can't grow facial hair, so I don't know what I had. But so she finally tried to. My younger brother lives in Phoenix, and he ran the Phoenix Rock and Roll Marathon. So we were talking about it, and he goes, dude, you should totally do that. Get ready and come out and run the Phoenix Marathon with me and my wife. And I was like, okay. And so when we first started training, my wife and I, we were living in Croesus at the time, and we're running along the path down on Trevice down there, a really cool path. And I'm saying, this is great, because I was getting in shape. I lost a little weight, and it was awesome. And I said, we should have done this years ago. I thought she was going
to
kill me.
For a husband to say that.
Yeah. Man, so I was like, okay, honey, I'll run back. You run that mile so you can cool off. And I had bruises on my arms afterwards.
Anytime a husband says, we should have done this years ago, that is usually an indication that, the wife did say that years ago.
Yep.
You just didn't listen.
Because
that's the only reason we say that. Because somewhere in the back of our subconscious, we know we've heard it somewhere before.
We've been reminded. Yeah, totally.
Hey, let's do traffic and,
good idea.
All right.
I can't read Stever's handwriting.
Let me decipher this. Highway 550, better today after a water main break 2 days ago in Bernalillo. So it's a little better on the road today.
Where did you get that from?
Southbound Wyoming at Manal.
That doesn't say better. That says butter.
Will you give me this?
I was seeing Highway 550 butter today. I'm like, well, that must make it very slick. Of course it would be dangerous, but I don't understand how butter got on Highway 550.
So then this says
oatmeal.
Southbound Wyoming at Manal, double right lane closure, construction. That's your look at traffic.
See, I was confused because I saw southbound Wyoming Manal, oatmeal, raisin bran, sugar, and I didn't understand why that was a traffic hazard.
Well, that's because
this
traffic's sponsored
confusing.
By Solomon's Porch.
Also by breakfast, apparently.
Yeah, that's it. Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. And, we actually are going to give them a call.
Ask them if they have any butter and oatmeal.
Yeah.
Butter and oatmeal.
A good breakfast for runners.
Wow.
I'm in running mode, man. I'm fixing to run a half marathon.
Solomon's Porch, this is Amy.
Hi, Steve-o. Hello. Yo's in with me. You can say hi to him, too.
Yo.
And
no,
Michelle,
that's all right.
Michelle, she got shelved. She's in the background.
Benched.
I feel bad.
Moral support.
So she's here as well, and Sam is here. And a small Static Radio t-shirt's in the studio as well. Yeah.
I knew I liked you for some reason.
I know. So, and you went to St. Pius, so, I mean, that's rare.
That's rare.
I'm a La Cueva kid, so I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Can we get some coffee?
I don't know now.
Yeah. Can I get a triple Goliath, We call it the Ned Flanders, but you haven't been here for the Ned Flanders yet.
Well, I listen every day. So.
Oh, okay.
Oakley dokley.
Yeah, there it is. So, can I get a Ned Flanders, please?
Sure.
Okay.
Right, Arino.
And what are you going to get, Flanders?
I'll have the Yo Coco.
See?
That's yeah. A yummy Yo Coco.
Yeah.
Goodness. And Michelle?
Michelle, what do you want?
Iced vanilla.
An iced vanilla almond tea?
Okay.
And Sam wants something to help him run fast.
Yeah. I'll have Steve-O.
A Steve-O, please.
Yeah. Okay.
And then can I also please get an oatmeal? With
yes.
Raisin and brown sugar?
Oh, that wasn't part of traffic? That's what he
yeah.
wanted?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I'm so confused this morning.
All right. We'll see you in a minute.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Amy.
Bye.
All right. Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus.
Those guys yeah. rock. They're always so helpful.
Yeah. Sure. They're pretty amazing. So make sure you go check them out. Say what's up. Support the ministry.
I thought maybe there was
Solomon's Porch. A
butter truck and an oatmeal truck
at a wreck,
and we're going to have breakfast
wow.
at Alameda.
On the freeway.
Alameda and 2nd Street.
You know, no offense.
There is no trash.
I can't really say anything about Steve Ryman's handwriting because my handwriting is way worse than this. It's just I know what my handwriting looks like, right. So I can do it no problem.
Because you wrote it.
Yeah. Other people cannot.
Yeah. 7:20 now. I don't even know what's happening anymore.
Well, we're talking about food, so we'll get to that here in just a bit.
Drag you down, Static Radio. Good morning.
Yeah. Mornings on Static Radio.
Oh, man, it's the Steve Radio program. Welcome to Static Radio. 7:34 now. Steve-O, Michelle, yo, Sam Swan.
It's a party up in here.
It's a party up in here, yeah. For reals, yo. What?
Full house.
That's crazy. Yeah.
What? Was that the background guy?
Yeah.
What?
No, because I said, yo, it's a party up in here.
Yo
thought I was talking to him.
Yeah. Can I get a what?
Wow. Sam Swan, Baptist Convention in New Mexico, everybody.
Yeah. Good morning. How's it going? I'm sorry.
I love that. Was that, was like your, I don't even know what that was.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Static Radio, hello. Hello, Static Radio. Okay, cool. Hey, if you're going to call the show, right on. Maybe say words. I don't know. 505-338-3700. We're talking about the fact that there is a possible strike threat at Hostess, and that could kill off the most
careful.
Wonderful...
Careful. Hold steady. Be strong. Be strong.
Yellow cream-filled joy of life. Anyways, yeah, I'm pretty sure that, like, when you read biblically in, like, the book of Exodus and it's talking about manna from heaven and whatnot, like, what God provided.
It was a Twinkie.
I'm pretty sure Twinkie the kid is smiling down on us somewhere saying, no, he's right.
He may be right.
I'm just saying.
He may be right.
So we're asking the question, you know, it's possible that Twinkies could go the way of the dodo bird. So what food could you not live without? What food would you not want to go without? Meesh, what do we got?
Got a lot of comments on Facebook. Jasmine says Nutella.
Gross.
I agree.
Really?
That is so good.
I say gross. I've actually never tried it.
Yeah. Weirdo.
So. Okay, thank you.
Thebe says macadamia nuts. Healthy. Protein.
Yeah.
Sean, New Mexico homegrown and roasted green chili.
Dude, for real on that.
But by itself?
Yeah, dude. Yes.
What about, like, I had, like, salt and stuff to my green chili.
Well, yeah, obviously, and, like, little garlic salt, maybe.
You're saying
one
thing, though.
You are such a chick, dude, all right? You don't have to, like,
I don't understand the question.
Okay? It's just if you... Yeah, don't worry about it. It's like Twinkies have a cream filling, but I wouldn't want to live without the yellow spongy or the cream filling. It's still two things, but it's one snack.
Okay, so we can add salt.
Oh, man. You can add whatever you want.
Okay, well,
she's
adding
just
salt
mad because of the whole chips and dip
thing. Like, well, I couldn't live without parsley.
Yeah, chips and dip.
Only if it was in my pico de gallo, which that means I couldn't live without kumquats and
a little cilantro.
Dude, yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, we would need lime in there. So there's actually about 9 things I couldn't live without because I love my pico de gallo.
Well, I'm just saying.
Maybe we should ask people what their favorite ingredient
is.
Maybe we should find out what their favorite ingredient is that they couldn't live without.
Right? That's what it sounds like. cinnamon.
Flour.
Go. I can't live without cinnamon. It's my favorite ingredient.
Oregano.
Stop making this conversation unfun.
I'm sorry. Well, Kirk has it right. Orange juice.
Yeah. Well, I don't
one
know.
Thing. That's one thing. No.
Are you going to go thing. Like pulp free or is that like with pulp?
He said orange juice.
Yeah. There's many different kinds of orange juice.
Because of manufacturers. It's all an orange.
Yeah, but it depends. If you're looking at like the Minute Maid orange juice, they add sugars and they add different things to them.
And then there's Sunny D, the orange drink.
That's not orange juice.
So there's all kinds, you've got all sorts
of. See how unfun this conversation is, Michelle?
Dude said orange juice.
I'm just saying.
He didn't say Sunny D, he said orange juice.
Oh, they hung up. We took too long. Go ahead, Mish. Read pizza, because that includes cheese and dough and marinara.
Shut up. That stresses me out.
I agree with pizza.
Yo agrees with pizza.
Static Radio. Hello.
Hi.
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 How's it going?
Did you just wake up?
Hi.
What's one thing you couldn't live without?
My home.
Okay. Yeah. Hang up on yourself. All right. Go ahead.
Bueno red chili.
Ooh, yes.
Peter says. Troy says, kimchi?
Yeah.
What is that?
No clue.
It is a Korean, if I remember correctly, it is a Korean cabbage thing that's cured, quote unquote cured. I think it's rotinized in the ground and pots in the ground, but I don't know for that for sure. If it's kimchi, if that's what that is, I learned that on MASH. I didn't know for sure.
You learned that on MASH?
Yeah. MASH was a very educational show.
It was.
Yes.
It really was.
I don't remember learning that off of MASH.
Static Radio, what's something you couldn't live without?
Hey, it's Katie from Hobbs.
Hey!
I would not live without my mom's homemade season salt.
Her homemade what?
Season salt.
Oh, her season salt. Okay. Dude,
that's
you
an
should
ingredient.
Send us some of that.
Yes.
I love season salt.
What
it's
season?
It's called salt spice.
Okay.
But it's homemade.
You just said it's homemade.
Yeah.
Or is it like homemade and she took a bottle of like, what's that other season salt that's delicious and yum? The red
all
stuff?
Spice.
Lowry's.
Yeah. So,
oh, Lowry's.
Yeah. And then poured it into like a...
No.
No, this is the homemade?
Yeah.
Okay, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109. You send us some of that seasoned salt.
Okay.
Thank you, Hobbs.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. I love it when they call in.
She's from Hobbs?
Yeah, she's just said from Hobbs.
Oh, I missed that.
From Hobbs.
I just heard Katie something. I didn't know the rest of it.
You couldn't tell by the way she talked where she was from?
I'm not fluent in southeastern New Mexico, but I can decipher.
Is Hobbs really southeast New Mexico, or is it more like Texas bled into the corner over there? Because, being from Lubbock, Texas, it's more like West Texas.
It's Hobbs is like 20 minutes from the state line.
Yep.
So it's close.
It's
a hybrid city.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's
like
Texas,
one of them El Paso type places where, come on, let's be honest.
Absolutely.
El Paso, I sometimes feel like Texas should just give back.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Right.
Just draw a little line that way.
Yeah,
I can say that because my mom is actually moving to El Paso, so I'm one of those people who say I can say that.
Well, I lived in Cruces for a long time, so we all kind of feel that way about El Paso.
Okay, cool.
We have a problem, guys.
Yeah.
Steven says tortillas because he just loves burritos.
No, see, that's...
This is a problem, right?
Yeah, that's a problem because that's now you're bringing in beans and meat and cheese
and
green
chilies.
Yeah, eggs.
Sometimes eggs and bacon if you're doing breakfast and hash browns.
Oh, yeah.
How picky is that? I mean...
Yeah, that's not one thing.
Way to be selfish.
I just... Maybe this question was not a good idea.
but Kenneth has it right. Meat. Because you just have...
What do you mean meat?
Yeah.
That's generic enough.
That's so generic.
Yeah.
There's ribs, there's pork chops,
but if
that's
you're going
totally
to
different animals.
If you're going to an island, there's probably
you're
animals
going to an
there
island,
that you,
you
could
want meat.
Just kill.
Wow. Where did we go, Rye?
Lost status.
If you're just joining us, the makers of Twinkie and Wonder Bread are heading to court to try and throw out its union contracts. Oh, good old unions. Don't get me started. In a battle that leaves the iconic baker's future very much in doubt... Which makes things like ding-dongs, Twinkies, cupcakes,
possibly a thing of the past.
Star Crunch.
Star Crunch?
Yeah.
Isn't Star Crunch Little Debbie?
I think it is.
I don't know.
It is.
What about those oatmeal things?
Let's be honest. Little Debbie is
a, yeah. What the heck? What's the difference?
There's a huge difference.
They come in the little boxes.
Well,
and they're
It's two different corporations.
Little Debbie's like the long skinny box that are like, hey, we're really long and skinny. And then the other ones are like the kind of rectangular deep boxes.
And those are the little hosts.
When you open them and the yellow lights, you know? Yeah.
And there are some crossover pastries where they're similar for both companies.
Crossover pastries.
That's really...
Is that like Twinkies and Zingers?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're kind of ripping each other off.
It's kind of... We had the idea first, but we're going to copy it and put icing on top of it and make it a little bit slightly different.
What about those cupcake things that have like the... They look
like
cursive pieces.
They're called cupcakes. Yeah, that's what I said. Cupcakes.
They're called cupcakes?
Yeah, I think originally they tried to market them as cupcake little thingies, but they didn't. Yeah, that was just too long for the radio guy to say, so they decided to call them just cupcakes.
I said it just fine.
Static Radio.
This is Sharon. I can't get rid of citrus.
You can't get rid of citrus?
Like,
I mean, I can't live without citrus.
Why?
Dude, Sam knows.
Oh, is this Sarah?
Yeah.
Sarah Silva.
Yeah.
My homegirl from Sol Rio Church in Rio Rancho.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Like, we're talking oranges and grapefruit and or just like straight up citrus.
Lemons.
Say it like you're supposed to say it, Sarah.
Like citrus.
There you go. See.
That's the best I can do.
It's kind of an inside camp thing.
Oh,
so
that's,
we just let the entire listening audience in on an inside joke.
Way to go. Those are always funny. Those are hilarious.
Yeah.
I wish I understood.
Yeah.
Yeah. So possible strike threat at Hostess could kill off the Twinkie and other such wonderful yummies. And so because of that, we are asking the question, what food would you hate to see disappear? What couldn't you live without? Breaded Jägerschnitzel the side of German potato salad.
What is that alcohol?
Jägerschnitzel. Is that that's Jägermeister. Thank you, college girl. No.
No, I don't know.
Jäger. Breaded Jägerschnitzel. It says Jäger, so you automatically assume it's got to be alcohol.
I obviously don't know it.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
What else we
got?
Watermelon.
Oh,
that's healthy. Yeah. Water. Lots of water.
Good job. Good job.
And melon.
Cheese. Oh,
queso.
I live without that regularly because I'm lactose intolerant. So, yeah.
That's a great
growing up, thing I thought, I can't live without cereal. And now I'm like, yes, I can because it's got milk. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Natalie says,
K-Hong.
K-Hong.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on. Okay, it's a restaurant. Well, hopefully you can transfer that whole restaurant to that island.
I love that. It's not one food. It's like this entire restaurant.
Yes.
I imagine she says it like this because it says dodgy. So, looks like a dodgy spot, but it's a true gem. Dodgy. It's a bit dodgy.
Thai fried rice. Oh, my gosh. Why are we talking food? Mm. This was a terrible idea.
Well,
I'm pretty hungry.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have all got some oatmeal.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700 if you'd like to chime in. We got some Micah Talks on the way back. Also, a culture shock from the Bravery. You can check out more details on culture shock at MyStaticRadio.com. Talking about Twinkies and cupcakes and all the delicious things you don't want to live without, apparently, that may be going away.
Gator.
On the way back, definitely want to talk about the Holy Spirit conversation that we've been teasing this morning. We'll be talking with Sam Swan about that. Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
You're from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. Let's talk Holy Spirit.
Okay.
We're going to do that on the way back as well. Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to MyStaticRadio.com.
7:55. Good morning. Welcome to Static Radio. Oh, man, it's the Steve Radio program. Steve-O, yo, and Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico in the studio this morning.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Everybody's dancing.
We're dancing.
Except me, because I just...
Sam's limbering up for his marathon. I don't know what I'm doing.
Half marathon.
Half marathon.
Be real.
That's correct.
I want to brag, but not too much.
Yeah.
See, is that why you do the half
that's
marathon?
That's right. I just did the half marathon, because I don't want to be a total
humble
bragger. Half marathon is a humility race.
Dude,
That's
couldn't
pretty,
do it.
That's pretty awesome.
How many miles is that?
13.1.
Okay.
Because a full is 26.2. two.
Two, yeah.
So the half part. I got a D in math, but I figured that out.
Yeah.
No, I got a D in math several times.
That's good.
I got a D.
Wow.
You and me both, my friend. You and me. Why do you think I became a writer?
Yeah.
Because when I'm looking at college courses, the professional writing avenue had the least amount of math.
That's exactly right.
Like, I could do that.
Yeah.
Actually, I was kind of bummed that I didn't do well in math because I always loved astronomy. I mean, I'm just fascinated with stuff in space.
Yeah. Right?
Because everything's better,
dudes.
And so I wasted so many hours and so much money in college taking astronomy courses because I was just fascinated by it. And I just kept taking them and eventually got to the point where I couldn't keep up with the math. And I had to stop taking them because I had no clue what was going on. But I loved those courses. My professors did not love having me in those courses because I kept saying, how can you look at this and not think that there's a creator God? It's like, no, that's philosophy. That's not science. It's like, no, because there has to be a beginning and you have to know where that beginning comes from. Yeah. You can't just say, well, it's there, so let's study it. It has to lead to causation. Causality eventually. No, it doesn't. And like, so I always got into those debates with my professors, and it was a lot of fun.
Sweet. Well, you know, we've been talking about this food thing and, you know, the Twinkies.
This is pretty good. If Twinkies were to go away.
Right.
Become extinct.
Yeah.
You know, that got us thinking, well, what food would I not want to see go extinct? Heather says, bacon, Pink Lady apples, and Nutella. And you can dip apples and bacon in Nutella.
I've never had Nutella.
I've had Nutella. It's all right.
What is it, like a peanut butter?
It's kind of a sweet, kind of peanut buttery, chocolatey-esque kind of thing. It's hard to describe until you've had it.
Yeah.
So you dip like sour apples in them?
Yeah. You can dip pretty much, like
anything
she said.
You want.
Yeah,
she's,
you can dip
bacon,
anything.
Obviously.
Yeah, she does bacon. You can dip anything you want in Nutella.
What are Pink Lady apples?
Pink Lady apples are really good.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of them.
They're really tasty.
I know Granny Smith. That's
No, Pink Lady apples are good. That's a good call.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like Pink Lady apples. Someone said gummy bears.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to see gummy bears go extinct.
No.
That'd be sad. That'd be an entire species wiped out.
It depends on the gummy bear, all right? We got to be honest here because when they get hard, they're painful and I hate them.
Yes.
So I could see those go away forever if they have the same with red vines. You know what I mean? I love soft, chewy red vines, but if they're hard, it's like
the only thing they're good for is driving a horse-drawn carriage.
Or as a straw in your Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, as a straw. Yeah,
so once they get hard, you just bite the tips off and then you just drink, you know, delicious beverage.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
this is an interesting selection. Duncan said that he could not do without his mom's chicken fried steak. The only way I could see that becoming extinct is if his mom became extinct, and that would be extremely sad.
Which
so let's hope that doesn't happen.
Or chickens.
He would need to learn his mom's recipe beforehand, therefore
he could carry on the family tradition.
View of it.
Let's be honest. Death becomes us all. It is a fact of life.
That was deep.
Yeah.
And profound.
I said becomes us all.
I'm going to take a moment just to absorb that in. A moment of silence.
The whole becomes us all part was the part that made it deeper.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, I got that from a metal song.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
Metal guys are usually more deeper, you know, and more philosophical.
They're
you know
more
what I mean?
Deeper.
And they're more deeper men.
They're more deeper, bro.
They just think so deep.
So,
I don't think that's even grammatically correct. a food that you would not want to see go extinct, let us know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
We'll see what we can do about that.
Yeah. We'll see if we can help you.
Well, you said it so matter-of-factly. If there's a food you would like to not see extinct, let us know.
We will.
This is a great idea.
We'll take care of it for you.
Because we're talking about how we need to help raise funds for Static Radio.
What
we need to do is take up some sort of cause. Most of the causes have already been taken up.
That's
but these causes, save the Nutella, we could get behind and share the
proceeds. Isn't there like a Hostess factory like right near us, actually? Like
we
a bread
go
factory?
And save the Twinkie. We could
do a
save it. I get these emails all the time about save the manatee.
Yeah.
You know, like every April they come around like save the manatee. And like, I didn't even know the manatee was still around.
Yeah, I didn't know we had any in New Mexico.
I thought manatees were just part of soap operas. And once the soap operas got canceled, then they weren't because of Barbara Manatee from VeggieTales. Anyone? Yeah. Anyone?
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
So maybe we should take up a cause like
save the donuts.
There we go. Yeah, save the manatee.
Static Radio.
Dude, what's up? It's Spencer.
What up, Spencer?
Do you remember me?
Totally.
All right, dude. Sunrise Service?
Yep.
Wait, cool. Hey, you know that Kev Lee's my brother, right?
Kev Lee's your brother?
Yeah, dude.
Nicely done. Like, wait. Wait. Like, we're talking Ja Roots Kev.
Ja Roots Kev.
And you mean like your actual brother?
He's not my actual brother, but we go way back and we're pretty much like brothers, yeah.
Oh, I just assume, you know, when you're talking like reggae and hip hop stuff and you're like, dude, he's my brother, man. Like,
no,
you know. So.
No, but anyway, dude.
Queen's Club and Apparition right here on Static Radio, 8:12 now. Good morning.
Apparition.
Yeah, speaking of Apparition, yo, take her away.
Okay, so check this out. There's a couple in New Jersey that are suing their landlord because they're upset that their rental home is haunted. Yeah, they were saying that they've been terrorized by eerie noises, flickering lights, slamming doors, you know, paranormal activity,
right.
Except they're living it.
Right.
Maybe they were on the set and they didn't realize it. Like, they rented the home where they were filming that and they didn't tell them ahead of time and they started filming. Like, oh, no, what's happening? Anyway, so, yeah, they're suing their landlord for their $2,000 security deposit because they don't feel secure, apparently, and they want that back. And the landlord believes the couple was more upset. He says they were spooked by the rent, not by the ghosts. And they want out of their lease because they don't want to pay the rent. And so they're fighting over this. So they're suing over their house being haunted, allegedly. And that got me thinking, you know, this whole concept of ghosts. And
right.
Here's where Sam Swan comes in. Because depending on what translation you read, there are times where the Holy Spirit is referred to as the Holy Ghost. And whether you call it the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, whatever, the fact of the matter is that part of the Trinity makes people uncomfortable. Yeah. Kind of like this couple in the house. Like, as soon as they're like, oh, there's ghosts. Not okay with that. I want out. Like, that's almost the reaction some Christians have. Like, anything that gets a little too Holy Ghosty is like, that church is crazy. I'm going to go find a church that ignores it altogether. And so I was wondering, you know, what's your opinion on the Holy Ghost? How much of the Holy Ghost do we need as Christians? How do we know when we're getting carried away? Or how do we know when we're ignoring it too much?
Wow.
Yes.
That sounds like, man, I knew I should have studied before I came in. And
you want me to help you a little bit? You want me to help you? You want me to talk a little bit?
Well, first of all, the Baptists are some of those people that I know that are a little afraid of the Holy Spirit and his role.
Which is probably why he's trapping you and asking you this question.
Which is probably why. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Because that provides a unique perspective.
It does. It does. First of all, one of the things I understand about the Holy Spirit is that he is here to teach us new things and to remind us of things that we've already been taught. He is God's presence. His presence is how God is present with us when Jesus ascended back into heaven. Jesus himself said, I'm leaving, but I'm going, but I'm leaving you the Comforter. So he is God's presence in our life, and how he manifests himself is recorded in Scripture, obviously, and it's also recorded in the testimony of believers. There are some folks who are uncomfortable with the way that some might be testifying as the way that he manifests himself. I myself haven't really experienced anything that would be considered this
extreme
out there kind of crazy manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
But I have sensed his presence in my own life. Like, when I've had a conversation with somebody, they come up and they ask me a question, and I'm like, Lord, I am not going to be able to answer this question. I can't help this person without you helping me.
Right.
And this peace comes over me, and whatever I am saying is inspired. You know, the thoughts and the learning and everything that I have, God brings that to my mind through his Spirit and helps me to be able to have that conversation with that person. And that's for me personally.
Yeah.
As far as the different manifestations, God is big enough. God is huge, indescribably big. And there are probably some ways that he would choose to manifest himself that I may or may not be comfortable with. But I have to be careful not to discount. I want to listen very carefully with discernment and hear what somebody else is saying about the Holy Spirit and how he is working in and through that person's life.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody were to come to me and say, well, the Holy Spirit told me to leave my wife and go, I would say, well, I don't really think that was the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
I think that's
God will never
else.
Contradict himself.
That's exactly right. And so we need to be very careful about those types of things like that. But I'm not, you know, I've been around long enough now that I'm not uncomfortable I remember two prayer instances in a circle. We're standing around in a circle, and it was the first time I was a young youth pastor, and I was hanging out with some charismatic guys, and it was a good mix of folks in the circle, and we were praying, and all of a sudden, some of these guys broke out into tongues, and the first time I heard that, I freaked out.
Sure.
Because I'd never experienced that before. Well, I've been around it enough that I myself have never experienced that personally. I mean, where I do that.
Right.
But I'm not uncomfortable with folks who practice that or who do that or who have been gifted that way, I guess is probably the better way to say it according to the scriptures. But if you try to teach that, you know, here's the book on learning how to speak in tongues. Well, I don't know that that's legit because it's a gift from the Holy Spirit. I mean,
right.
It's one of the spiritual gifts. And we're all gifted uniquely and differently. And the Holy Spirit is God's presence with us here. He is moving in and amongst us and speaking to us and reminding us of what we've already been taught, teaching us new things, giving us, he's empowering us to have boldness to speak his truth. He brings people to mind. It's a crazy, as much time as I spend driving on the road, you know, by myself, I call it windshield time. And sometimes I listen to music. Sometimes I listen to a sermon or two. And sometimes I'm just quiet or I'll pray. And sometimes I just sit and listen, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
God brings somebody to my mind that I haven't thought of in years, and so I just say a little prayer for them. And I know that that's God's Spirit impressing upon me to mention that person on their behalf to the throne or take them to the throne because something's going on in their life. I mean, I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
But I just know that that's God's Spirit speaking to me saying, hey, this person needs, I want you to talk to me about this person right now. And so I do that.
Yeah, dude, I have many a friend. I have one friend in particular that I can think of that regularly I'm just floored. I was going through something just this last month, chaotic situation here at work, and it was a very private situation, and I got a text from somebody saying, hey, man, you really need to dwell upon this scripture today.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, and it was a psalm, and I was like, wow, okay, and I just didn't give it a second thought, and I, you know, went to the Word, and I was reading, and it was just like, wow, yeah, that's perfect, man, for what's going on right now.
Yeah.
And then later, I was like, wait, I never told him what was going on, yeah. So I called him up, like, hey, how did you know about, you know, and I was like, oh, I didn't, God just impressed that upon me, you were on my heart, and this is the scripture he gave for me, for you, and it was just like, huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going through a kind of a tough time at a church I was serving one time in another part of our state when I was in the local church still, on staff in the local church. And it was just a weird kind of rough. I mean, there were some great things, but there were some tough things going on too. And this lady, I had heard from her before that she was a member of our church. She said, God speaks to me through visions. And, you know, again, that's something personally I've never right. experienced before.
So you're like, yeah, totally.
Great. And she, right. she described for me this heavy, dark cloud that she saw over our property, over the campus, and because of some things we were going through.
Right.
And she said, and the Lord spoke to me and wanted me, she said, now you may freak out over this, but he spoke to me and said, I want you to know, I want you to tell Sam that this is going to be tough, but it's not going to kill him. It's going to be good for him in the
You're
long
like,
run.
Great.
And that's, first of all, I was
Sweet.
Like, oh, great. I love
Thanks.
To hear those kind of... Could you have a different vision,
I had
please?
This vision and you were bleeding out. You
exactly.
didn't die.
You didn't die.
But your legs were broken and you were bloody crawling away and, from somewhere.
Exactly.
Good luck!
But it came at the time when I was, you know, I was like, Lord, why is all this happening?
Right.
And then when she said that, it was, again, there was like this crazy piece. Now, again, I didn't get the vision.
Right.
Right.
But she had it, and she felt strongly enough that it was from the Lord that she shared it with me. And there was a scripture that, it was a few years ago now, so I can't even really remember, because it was one of those situational things. You know, sometimes that happens, and it's indelibly imprinted in your mind, and you never forget that reference or whatever. But that was one of those things where after that happened, we moved on to something else, and I was okay after that. But it was an interesting kind of a experience for me to have to have that conversation with that lady.
We got a comment on Facebook that I think kind of sums up this whole issue with the Holy Spirit. because we asked, does the Holy Ghost make you uncomfortable? Why or why not? And if you'd like to comment on that, please leave your comment, facebook.com/mystaticradio. But one of the comments was, yes, it makes me uncomfortable because it means being outside my comfort zone.
Yeah.
That's
and I think
word.
That exactly sums up how some people feel about the whole concept of the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. It takes us outside of our comfort zone, which personally I identify with. Like, yeah, no one likes that. But isn't that good for us?
Yeah.
You know, Sam, how do we help people understand that, okay, it's not comfortable, but how can we change our feelings about that? Because it's not comfortable, I don't want anything to do with it. How do we how do we overcome that?
Yeah.
Well, what's funny to me about that entire what you just said is this. It's ironical because he's the great comforter.
Yeah.
And yet it makes people uncomfortable. So does he really make people uncomfortable, or is it just a basic misunderstanding? I think, I mean, you nailed it. Everyone has different spiritual giftings. I go to an AG church, and I didn't grow up AG. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for me, there was a lot of things that I was very uncomfortable with, but it wasn't because my discernment alarms were going off, and I thought it was weird, but it was because of a basic lack of understanding why. I didn't have an understanding of the word. I grew up with this idea almost. I grew up Baptist. And growing up Baptist, the Holy Spirit was the force to me. You know what I mean? It was like, that's exactly what I equated
the
Holy Spirit to.
That's the way people treat it.
That's the way a lot of people treat the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It's almost like this mystical force out there that's unseen. And it's like, no, dude, this is the Spirit of God dwelling inside of you.
Yeah.
At all times. So you said, how much do you need the Holy Spirit? Well, we as Christians, we always have the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit dwells within us. And so, I think it really comes down to a basic lack of understanding.
See, I think you nailed it right there. Because the fact of the matter is, we have the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That's how we get saved.
Right.
That's how God seals it.
Right. And then, you know, Ephesians talks about how we need to be being filled with the Holy Spirit on a constant basis.
Right.
But we're uncomfortable with that idea, so we talk a lot about Jesus in my life.
Yeah.
Okay, he is.
Yeah.
Through the Holy Spirit. You know, and we talk about God's working in my life. Okay, he is. We don't want to talk about the Holy Ghost doing those things.
Right.
We're more comfortable with the idea of Jesus or God or whatever, and we kind of ignore it. It's just such an interesting dynamic.
It is.
Yeah.
It's like that couple in the house. Like, well, I'm really uncomfortable with this, so I'd rather not pay the rent.
Right. Static Radio.
What's up? Good morning, fellas.
What up?
Hey, man. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, brother.
Yeah, man.
And God is just, without the Holy Ghost living inside of us, there's no love, there's no conviction. I mean, you have to, every morning when you get up, invite the Holy Spirit to come into you so that you can even having a bad day, you can still have a good day.
Right.
You know, because there's a lot of other things going on around you that are much worse than what we can be going through right now, so... Without that and the discernment and the love of Christ, man, we ain't got nothing, bro.
And I would say this, pool boy, I would say this, that we do invite him, but he's already there. You know what I mean? I think that's the one thing is...
accept it, because a lot of people...
And that's exactly it. That's it. Accepting the fact, the absolute fact and truth that the Holy Spirit dwells within us.
Inviting him to have control of our lives.
Absolutely. So there, absolutely. Dude, great comments.
You know what? I love you guys. And you know what, Steve, I heard yesterday, your wife's pregnant. Congratulations,
thanks,
brother.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
and you guys have a good weekend.
All right, you too, man.
See ya.
All right, later.
Yeah, I sometimes wonder if this topic... makes us uncomfortable because we kind of see the way people outside of the church react to it.
Yeah.
You know, because trying to explain the Holy Spirit to someone who is outside the church, who hasn't accepted Christ, who doesn't read the Bible, you know, it's like a weird thing.
Yeah.
And it's even, when we've talked about this a lot, my wife and I, sometimes the way we talk about the way the Holy Spirit works in our lives, it sounds totally New Age.
Yeah.
And it's easy for someone outside to say, like, okay, well, that's not a whole lot different from the way I believe. You call it the Holy Spirit. I call it, you know, the energy of the universe. Yeah. It doesn't matter. We're talking about the same thing, which we're not. But there's the words that we use sometimes cross over between those different types of belief systems. And I think in the church, we get uncomfortable because we're like, well, the New Age movement has co-opted the whole idea of meditation and all these other things that are part of communing with the Holy Spirit. Let's just not talk about it because then we sound New Age and we don't want to sound New Age.
Well, yeah. And it also comes, I mean, think about this. Growing up in Sunday school, I can't think of a single lesson that involved the Holy Spirit. In Sunday school, it was David and Goliath. Yep. It was Jonah. It was talking about even, hey, God, cool. There's God, burning bush style, or yep. God is our Father in heaven, and Jesus, his son, and the Holy Spirit's kind of left out of that. This is a way we're training up our children.
Yep.
And so...
Thankfully, there's been some shift in that.
There definitely has been.
Even in Baptist circles, I've even...
Even in Baptist circles. Come on, Sam Swan, Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
I even have recently taught. My wife and I teach a middle school Bible study every other semester or every other quarter at our church, and a Sunday morning Sunday school kind of thing. And
yeah.
one of the lessons was, "Who is the Holy Spirit?" And
that's awesome.
I mean, it was like a 4-week thing on the Holy Spirit, so it was great. And
yeah.
I think another, you know, to go back, another reason that we're uncomfortable with it is because of the different ways that we, as believers, as the whole body of Christ, the entire body of Christ, how we. View the Holy Spirit, or how we understand how he works in our lives and all that. And so we're uncomfortable because that's one of the things that we would, that's one of the topics we would most likely disagree on, depending on our denominational background. And I think some folks are just saying, you know, since we're not, none of us really fully understand enough to be able to speak intelligently on the subject.
Yeah.
So let's just avoid it completely, and we'll talk about things like that. So I think, you know.
Yeah.
So
the fact of the matter is, the Holy Spirit uses each member of the body differently.
Absolutely.
We're all given different tasks. We all do things differently. Me and Yo are very like-minded in ministry in a sense that, dude, our purpose is to see the lost come to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Now, the way we do it isn't always exactly the same. Mm-hmm. We don't always agree on things. Mm-hmm. However, the Holy Spirit still uses both of us
right.
the same.
Right.
But I think because it's like, well, God used me this way, so this is the way it has to be.
Yeah.
Or God used me this way. You know, you think all the way back, think of when Jesus was on the earth and it was like he healed one dude by, you know, rubbing mud in his eyes
yeah.
or like spitting on his hands
yeah.
or just like
yeah.
touching somebody.
Yeah.
And then you've got those people who are in those circles who are like, well, when I saw Jesus, he just touched yeah. his hand, so that's what I'm rolling with. And it's like, oh, well, when I saw Jesus, he spit on his hand, so that's what I'm rolling with.
Yeah.
And you kind of get clicky about the Holy
yeah.
Spirit, like, no. This is the way the Holy Spirit works. Really? Because the Holy Spirit did this in my life. Well, I don't know if that's legit, because the Bible says, you know, and
yeah.
you're like, dude,
yeah.
different spiritual gifts, all right? He uses us differently
yeah.
for the same goal. And instead, we end up dividing upon these things, arguing on these things, and then the Holy Spirit's just standing back like, well, this sucks because I can't use any of you because you're bickering and fighting amongst yourselves and you look like idiots.
Yeah.
So
the great thing about when Steve-O and I go out and share our testimonies is that we have similar but different stories.
Yeah.
Like we encountered a lot of the exact same situations, but the difference was we made different choices in those situations. But the cool thing about our testimonies is just despite those diverging paths, we've come full circle and
yeah.
we've arrived at the same place.
Right.
And that's the amazing thing about our God.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter what direction it goes in, God's will be fulfilled and he'll get his will done.
Right.
He did so in both of our lives, despite the fact that we took slightly different paths.
Right.
We made different choices.
Yeah.
But we encountered all the same situations. I mean, when Steve and I met earlier and we're talking about our lives, it was so funny because he'd talk about situations that he was in, and I was like, yeah, I remember that, except I made a slightly different choice and
right.
had a completely different outcome. But
yeah.
I was in the exact same situation.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
well, yeah, and then later on in my life, I did like, oh, yeah, I was in that exact same situation. It is a slightly different choice,
yeah,
but I was in the exact same situation. And then to see where we are now.
Abandoned Kansas, like it or not, Static Radio. Good morning. 9:10 now. Oh, man, it's a Steve Radio program. And
oh,
Yo.
Man, the morning's gone by fast.
I can't believe it's 9:10 already.
I know, it's crazy.
And in studio to my left, Justin Marbury, who I promised could be on at 9, and it's 9:10. I lied. I'm sorry.
That's pretty good, actually. I'm impressed.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to roll with it. It is live radio.
It is live radio. We've had like a crazy hour-long discussion on the Holy Spirit that started with this couple who
it was a ghost story.
wanted to leave. Yeah, they wanted to leave their apartment because they said it was haunted and they were trying to get out of it. So we're talking about the fears of the Holy Spirit and why some people are like,
Holy Ghost.
Jesus and God are cool, but don't talk about the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, the supernatural kind of freaks us out.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Why, you think people are worried because they might start speaking in tongues and freak out and dancing in the aisles or something? They're like, I don't want that. And maybe. Then they're going to be on like a documentary.
That might be some people.
That might be some people. I don't necessarily know that that's what happens.
Do you ever have that problem at men's ministry where someone just like suddenly like bursts out dancing?
Not yet.
Would it bother you if they did?
If they burst out dancing? Yeah. I would be really surprised. And if you've ever been to a men's group...
I would be shocked. Too. Yeah, because normally it's like, how great is our God? Sing with me.
I was just telling.
They're like standing there mumbling. Let's be honest.
It's actually, you know what's really cool?
Is the men's group here sing it out, belt it.
They totally do.
I remember one year for a men's retreat, and Nick Crespo was leading the worship, and to hear all the
there's nothing like voices. It, right?
Yeah, no, there's nothing like it. It's like a war chant almost. You know what I mean?
When we get alone, away from our wives and away from women, where we're not as self-conscious.
I know, right?
Where testosterone isn't a bad thing.
Just dial it back. That is hilarious. It's true.
We become different.
It's like a war cry.
We become different.
Yeah.
Men.
Yeah, speaking of men's ministry, tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah.
The monthly meeting. It's here again. Feels like I was just here
a month ago.
It's crazy,
talking
right?
about it for March, but now we're in April. And tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in the Hub here at Calvary of Albuquerque.
You've been going through the appetite of destruction. Bam! Let's go. That's talking appetites, obviously.
Yes. We're in a series, The Elements of Man.
Yeah.
What is it that makes us who we are?
Right.
And now, as kind of a sub-series, we've been doing our appetites, the appetites of man. We did our appetite for pleasure, our appetite for significance last month, and this month, our appetite for worship.
Yeah.
And then we're going to wrap up the appetite part with our appetite for adventure.
You should actually, since it's you're wrapping up, you should do it with bacon, because everything wrapped up in bacon,
tastes better.
Let's be honest, as men, there's nothing better than something being wrapped in bacon. Yeah. I could hate a vegetable in my wife. Yeah. I love vegetables, though, but normally, it's easy.
The ultimate test is bacon-wrapped asparagus.
I love it.
Yeah.
But I love asparagus. I mean, minus the whole, making your pee smell, it's great, you know? Let's be honest, it really does. Does it make you uncomfortable?
I haven't noticed that.
Are you serious? You've never noticed that asparagus makes your pee smell
funny? But here's the reality. I don't eat asparagus very often.
Yo, please back me up. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't eat asparagus for that very reason.
Okay, yeah.
Well, actually, the other reason I don't eat asparagus is because I always think of Junior, and I just feel bad about eating Junior and his family.
That's another VeggieTales thing, huh?
Here's the thing. You don't have to go to the whole asparagus thing. Coffee makes your pee.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
another
reason why I don't drink coffee. Day. I drink hot cocoa. Yeah. I don't have that problem.
How did we go from the Holy Spirit to the appetite for worship to pee smells?
Because that's what happens when you're talking about men's ministry.
Yeah. I was just about to say that. That's what happens when men are talking. It's true.
So join us for men's ministry tomorrow at 8 a.m. in the Hub.
They'll talk about worship and who knows where I'll end up.
Yeah.
Our appetite for worship. We're going to look at what the essence of worship is. What is it? Is it just singing?
Man, that's kind of what we talk about this.
But it's much more than that.
Absolutely.
And then the object of worship, who it is that we should be worshiping. And then finally, Jesus gives us very specific kind of the dual nature of worship. He says we need to worship in spirit and
in
truth.
Yeah.
So we're going to look at that. And it's awesome. We already talked about something cool that happens when guys get together in a larger group. The singing is awesome. The studying of his word, and then we break up into groups and really break it down.
Yeah.
And integrate it.
Yeah. Well, we were just having a conversation about the Holy Spirit, and we had a one lady call in who was just saying, you know, and I want to grow deeper, and I want to learn these things, and I don't know all the answers. I don't have all the answers. I have, non-Christian friends who confront me, and sometimes I don't know everything, and this is, for men, this is exactly I mean, why you guys, there's a teaching, then we break it down and break it up into small groups, and that's the time where, hey, let's hang out, let's man up and talk about these issues, and I love that, because I don't know everything, we don't know everything.
Not even
But
close.
When we're in a group together, it's like somebody will come up with something or say something, and I'm like, oh, I didn't think of that.
Absolutely.
I didn't think of it that way, and so I love that idea, so...
It is. It's amazing, and there are mysteries in Scripture. There are mysteries in the Christian life. There are mysteries. Most people wouldn't realize this, but even with men, there are mysteries.
Yeah, most people wouldn't say that. They'd be like, "Men are not a mystery.
Right?
Women are a mystery."
Yeah, I see. You're right. There are some mysterious things, but let's on the level.
Not as many.
Not even, you know, close. My wife read that. You know, we were going through these different marriage books and all these things, and I think my favorite description so far. I'm just gonna. You know what? It's after nine. It's usually kids are in school.
I'm very afraid. Yeah. All of a sudden.
Well,
disclaimer.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Here it is. Okay. Men, it's two things, and this is what it came down to: sex and a sandwich.
True.
We're hungry, or we're hungry.
That's right.
It's true.
And you know what I mean?
The appetites of man.
And that's exactly
our
it. You know what I mean?
Hungers drive us.
Absolutely. And so, that was the basic, that was pretty much the book in a nutshell. You know, it's just like, all right, give them a sandwich.
And if that's not what they were looking for,
it's like babies.
Especially if he's grumpy.
Yeah, right?
Just give him a sandwich.
That's
if that doesn't work, then go to
plan B.
Part two,
yeah. Sex and a sandwich. That's pretty much what it comes down to. And it's hilarious because it's like babies when they're crying. It's like they're hungry
or they need to be changed.
Yeah, three things.
And that's it. It's like for men, okay, did you try the sandwich? Did you try? Oh, that's not working? Okay, cool. Plan B. Oh, and now he's okay? Okay, see?
That's what it is. Yeah. For most women, the greatest mystery of men is why do they like the Three Stooges?
Right.
It's done. That's the only thing that's mysterious about it.
Right.
When me and my wife were early in our marriage and we're kind of working out, you know, how to communicate as men and women, my wife had to learn that when she asked that dreaded question, what are you thinking about? That I was willing to be totally honest with her, but she had to accept that what I'm telling her was totally honest.
Like, you're really thinking about Speed Racer right now? Yeah.
I'll tell you the actual conversation where we had the breakthrough where she was willing to do that. Because we had this conversation and we're like, okay, from now on, I'll be honest with you and I will tell you exactly what I'm thinking. But you have to do your part and be willing to accept that. And so one time we're driving in the car and I had a far off look. And so she's like, what are you thinking about? It's like, okay, this is the test. She's like, okay, fine. And so I told her, it's like, I was thinking about whether or not the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles could take on Superman because they don't have any superpowers, but neither does Batman, and he routinely beats Superman.
Right.
And the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, there's four of them,
right.
And Donatello's really smart, and they're ninjas. I'm thinking they could find a way to be. And so my wife like looked at me for a moment. And she, God bless her.
That was the last time she ever asked, what are you thinking?
That was a turning point because she said, oh, okay, that's very interesting. Whereas every other point before that, she'd be like, what are you really thinking about?
Right.
And so that was a turning point in our marriage where she starts is like,
yeah,
all right, that's
okay,
what
cool.
Think. And what was helpful about that is the times where I would say, nothing.
Right.
She would accept that because she's always found that hard to accept that I could be thinking about nothing. And she's like, you can't think about nothing because if you think about nothing, you're dead. I was like, I don't know how God designed it, but somehow he designed the male mind to be completely blank.
Yeah, we have a mute switch. We have like a mute button and we just kind of blank out.
Yeah. It's like Putty from Seinfeld. I can stare off into the distance and nothing is going on.
At least nothing important.
Yeah. Exactly. Like Ninja Turtles versus Superman.
What are you thinking about, nothing? Yeah, that's right.
But these conversations are exactly why I love men's ministry. Because we can relate to one another and high five and go, dude, right?
That's so true.
Exactly. And God is glorified in that because we're growing as men. Iron sharpening iron, if you can actually say that, talking about Ninja Turtles and Superman. But I believe God is still glorified in those things.
I've told that story to some guys, and they get the far off look like, that's an interesting scenario. And the wives are going like, what?
That's
why?
Deep.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's
and
deep.
Just
man.
Saying. So, yeah, there it is. But, yeah, so Justin, men's ministry tomorrow, 8 a.m.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
We may not talk about Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
But
you may not think you're going to talk about Ninja Turtles.
There's
going to
be some
there.
Great conversation.
Yeah.
Ian Lowe at SoPo always brings the breakfast burritos, coffee, worship, singing.
You had me at hello, man. You had me right there.
That burrito.
So I hope to see all you guys out there. Let's see you there if it's the first time.
Yeah.
Come up and say hi. Let us know that you're there for the first time.
Yeah. So,
and,
yeah. And if you're
we're
listening,
have an awesome morning.
Yeah. If you're listening, you've never been here. You're like, okay, cool. Where is here? We're actually located on the Calvary campus, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. That's 4001 Osuna Road Northeast.
Just west of the freeway.
There you go. The building is called The Hub. And it's kind of the hub. It's kind of the middle place. I'm sure you guys have you guys still rock the motorcycles parked out front. You're hey, right here, men stuff.
There's nothing like riding your Harley to the
monthly
meeting.
So there it is. And 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
I have to ride my Huffy because I don't have a
which
Harley.
Is also still pretty cool because you're being active.
Okay.
You know, that's good.
And it's
and
retro.
You can rock some sick jumps off curbs
that's
and stuff.
Right. What's this?
So yeah, exactly. Men's ministry tomorrow, 8 a.m. right here at the Hub at Calvary of Albuquerque. I'll see you again soon, my friend.
Yes, sir.
In a month when it feels like a week, which is crazy.
Or sooner.
Yeah, or sooner. Yeah, absolutely. I want to dig in deeper with this Appetites of Man series, so I like it. I would really like to get a little preview of that sometime on the air.
You bet.
So we'll definitely be talking about that. Justin Marbury from the men's ministry here at Calvary of Albuquerque. ChallengeMen.org, the website, if you'd like more details on it. Right now, we got some Run Kid Run for you. Song's called Captives Come Home. Steve-O, yo, Static Radio. Good morning. For sleepers, meaningless everything is. Apparently Yoda wrote that song. Yeah.
Meaningless everything is.
Oh man, it's the Steve Radio program with me in studio. Yo.
I thought that was a pretty good impression.
That was a pretty good impression.
I'm proud of that.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. And to my left, Dave Martinez from the Static Radio Street Team. In fact, you just got done... rapping with somebody about the street.
Yes, we just got done meeting with someone who is interested in becoming part of the team.
Yes.
And I think that's what we're going to start doing every Friday is after
nice.
We come in here, then we're going to go and interview some people. And
I like
got
that.
A few other people that I need to get back to on email. And,
nice.
And set those things up. So yeah, it's coming along, man, and it's exciting because... the Lord just does miraculous things out of foolish things.
Yeah.
So
I'm so glad for that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I wouldn't
Me
have a
too.
Place.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah, I agree.
Either.
Thanks, Steve-O, I think.
Me either.
I'm not so sure.
Dude, yeah. So Dave Martinez, you're rocking and rolling for the street team right now. And now I want to say to people listening, if you have emailed in and haven't gotten a response, we did have some hijinks with our email servers and some stuff happening. So
technology.
We're back on track. And so if you emailed and haven't gotten a response, email back. Email again.
Yeah. Email again. We're about 90% back on track.
Okay, cool.
Some mysterious things keep happening with emails.
Yeah.
Things
in the internet. Sorry.
He is.
Sorry.
Well, if it's in the world, he's there.
You know. Never mind. All right, that's another rabbit trail for another.
That's
we got 20
one.
Minutes that, of show
that's
left,
a long
so
one.
That's a big
don't,
one.
Don't go down that
anyway,
hole.
Anyway, so we'll good morning.
Recover.
Good morning, dear friend.
Good morning.
How are you?
You know what? About 45 minutes ago,
yeah,
I was not feeling too hot, but I'm feeling a little bit better.
Okay.
I haven't slept.
Oh, dude, you need to get this app that I have.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Not Steve was
Again,
telling me about
don't,
that.
Don't go there. That'll
the other
take forever.
No, it's not that I slept poorly.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of a on purpose thing. I didn't sleep at all.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's your fault.
Just
stop complaining.
It is.
I'm just kidding. So,
you're
feeling
better?
You're
supposed to love me, Steve.
I do love you. That's love.
That is love.
Yeah,
he's trying
that's
to help
telling
you.
Get
oh, yeah,
some
tough
freaking
love. I forgot
sleep.
About that. Tough love.
Yeah. That's right. It's called you're being unhealthy. Get some sleep.
Right, well, it's like one of those things when someone says, wow, I really feel bad. It's like, I'm sorry. Why is that? I did something to myself.
Oh.
Okay, stop doing that.
Yeah. Now, if there was a purpose behind it, of course. You know,
I've had
those purposes before, and yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, they're few and far between, but the Lord was doing some really cool stuff last
which
time,
is so. Good.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. Awesome. So I don't mind not sleeping.
Yeah. Dude, so Static Radio Street Team, mystaticradio.com. If you would like to apply and be a part of our street team, it's not like a, hey, go pass out flyers for that Red concert. It's more getting involved in the community, doing something. I was just talking with Kevin Lee of Ja Roots about this.
Oh, nice.
He has a desire. He wants to get out in the community. I said, you need to talk to Dave, our street team coordinator, because he's in charge of that very thing. So
yeah, that is awesome. My wife loves his show.
There it is. Well, so. I know he has a desire to get out, and that is our desire at Static Radio. We want to get out. We want to serve, man. We want to serve the community. And
we
so,
want to love people. We want to love our family. We want to love those who... quite possibly would like to be a part of the family.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, as Colossians would call it, the outsiders of the world who don't know that love of Jesus.
Yeah.
And so just by getting out there and serving the community, helping out with whether it's the elderly, you there's a strong desire for the elderly, for special needs.
Yeah, those... Destiny calls it the forgotten.
Yeah.
You know, and so... It's not going to be limited just to those two. Those are the two that are strongest on our hearts. But anybody that, man, I don't know. We've both just always had a heart for those people who were just kind of the outsiders.
Right.
The people who were picked on in school or weren't there, or the people that forget about, just kind of pass by like they're not important.
Right.
You know, our hearts melt for those people. So we really would love for people that have hearts for people like that as well.
Yeah,
you know?
Dude, absolutely.
Which are, which is the world lost, you know, in chains.
Yeah.
That are prisoners of stuff they don't even know they are, but, I mean, in a sense they
do. Of their own devices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I guess elderly and special needs, because they're in a category where, you know, the elderly are getting... to a place where they physically are starting
to take care of themselves.
Yeah. So we just want to do that for them.
Yeah, man.
Special needs people, you know, we just want to do that for them as well.
Yeah, and so hey, maybe you have an event, maybe you have something going on, or you have a need. That's another way you can get involved with the street team. Mystaticradio.com is the website, and it takes you right to your email. There's an email that goes to Dave. And so if you have something like, dude, we could really use some help with this. We want to help. We want to be out there. And so you're taking all comers right now, getting prepared for the street team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, if this sounds like something you want to go out and do, just get, you know, be on the front lines and get dirty, spreading the gospel.
Yeah.
By loving people
and
speaking the gospel to people.
Yeah.
You know, both together. And just... encouraging the body, loving on people, and showing them that there really is and who Jesus is.
Yeah, you know, dude, absolutely.
Like I heard you talking earlier, it's who is Jesus?
Amen to
so
that.
So we've got to live that, walk in his footsteps, right?
Yeah, man. So there it is, mystaticradio.com.
I can tell Dave hasn't had much sleep.
I know, right?
those synapses are firing a little bit more slowly than they usually are.
Dude. But
funny.
It's okay. We love you.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
Synapses.
And that just reinforces my point.
So you can check it out, mystaticradio.com. Get your email in if you would like to be a part of the street team, or if you have something that you need help with, please communicate that to us, because we would love to be out taking care of your needs. And so
especially in this nice weather.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's the purpose of it. So like I said, mystaticradio.com. Coming right back, we got some Reliant K. We also have some yellow card for you. That's right, I said yellow card. It's on the way. Static Radio.
As Christians, how do we...
Cities and Saints. A song called Over It. And we're about to be over it. We're
really?
Done.
Already?
I know, right?
What? How'd that happen?
It is finally Friday, and we are finally done, apparently.
Wow. That went fast. We didn't even get a chance to talk about the guide today.
We didn't.
New God of War.
Ready, go.
Okay, so there's a trailer out for the new God of War game.
Man, I can't wait.
I knew you'd be excited about that. It's just a teaser trailer, but it has some interesting comments in it, and so we want people to share their opinion on what they thought of some of the things that were said in the trailer that were thought-provoking.
Okay.
Also, we talk about Kinect Star Wars. We got our video review up with that. Me and Will talking about it. It was pretty funny, actually, because he was all excited. He's like, so Kinect Star Wars, it's like Force Unleashed, but with the Kinect, right? And I gave my answer to that. If you want to see what the answer is, you have to check out the video review for Kinect Star Wars.
Okay, can do.
And then we got comic book reviews, thanks to the guys over at Astro Zombies. They were kind enough to help us out with some review material and also demoed something really cool, interactive comics. If you download an app for Marvel AR, there's certain panels in Avengers versus X-Men 2 this week where you can hold your smartphone over that panel and it will play a video from one of the creators of the comic. It's like special features on a Blu-ray, which I think is super cool because I love
you're a special features guy.
I love behind the scenes. How did this happen? How did you put it together? Why did you do it? And so doing that with comics, a brilliant idea. I got super stoked. So appreciate the guys over at Astro Zombies kind of demoing that for me and giving me a chance to see what it looks like. Because I have a dumb phone. I don't have a smartphone.
No, I'm downloading it right now. It's free.
It's free. And
Marvel
it's
AR.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I do like the idea of what they're doing. And Marvel, you know, has been the first company who did a digitally exclusive interactive comic, basically, with Marvel Infinite. So the future of comics, we were just in Astro Zombies talking about this very thing with Max and the guys because, well, what does that mean for
local comic
book stores?
Yeah. It's not all good.
It's yet another reminder why if you love something, you should support it. You know what I mean? So, because that's what we got into. Well, let's talk about bands. Let's talk about music. It hasn't gone away. What about radio? Radio, you know, a lot of people are saying radio's dying. Radio's a thing of the past.
Radio's not going to die.
It's not going to, you know what I mean?
And it's going to evolve, just like everything does, but it won't die.
Yeah.
And it's even like at the guide, we have places where you can, you know, tip. Is the review helpful?
Yeah.
Then leave a tip.
Yeah, give us a tip.
Yeah, you know, and because those tips help us to continue to do what we do at the guide.
Yeah, absolutely.
And those are helpful for us. And so, yeah, and it's not like a big pressure thing. Oh, you know, you got to support it or we're not going to be around. Whatever.
Right.
If you find it useful, then tip so you can get more of that usefulness out of the guide. That's the whole reason it's there. It's a resource for you to help you out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say this. You know, last summer we were able to do a lot of really exciting things, like a free summer concert series all summer long with Waverly, Anchor and Braille, The Echoing Green, and it wasn't free for us.
No,
you know what I mean? And
it was
so
free for everybody
else. It definitely, whereas things will not go away, you know, static radio is not going to go away. It also hinders a lot of things when we don't have the resources to be able to provide to do some things we want to do. And so, let's be honest, the world still is run by money.
Unfortunately, that is true.
And so,
no less true for ministries.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think sometimes people forget about ministries and how that's no less true for ministries.
Right, right.
You know, we think, you know, of course corporations need money.
Yeah.
And people are like, well, I don't donate to a corporation. Do you buy their product?
Right.
Then yes, you do donate and support them. All right.
Yeah.
Just because it's not like giving a charitable donation, you're still giving money to that corporation so they can provide a service to you. Now, the difference with something that's non-com, like static radio and the guide, is that we don't have necessarily that product
tangible
that you're consuming by eating the Twinkie or whatever. You know, we provide other services. The guide provides a tangible service insofar as giving you good resources and information on movies, video games, and the rest so you can make smart choices about what you buy.
Yeah.
That is a product. That is a service. Static radio provides music. Static radio provides spiritual insight.
Spiritual preservatives.
Static radio provides entertainment.
Yeah.
And let's face it, we spend a lot of money on entertainment.
Yeah,
so don't tell me it's like, oh, it's an intangible thing and I can't really think. Okay.
You just spent $15 for a 3D movie for 2 hours of your life.
Exactly. Exactly right. And so we provide the same service.
Hilarious.
And you know, maybe because we don't sell tickets to listen to the morning show, people don't think about supporting it. But it's the same concept as going to a movie or anything else that we do for entertainment. So why are we bringing all this up? We're just saying, hey, look, it runs on money, and it's helpful when you support it. If you like it, you support it. You do that with everything else already.
Right.
You like a certain brand of coffee? That's the one that you support. How do you support it? By buying it.
Yeah.
And so we're just saying, same concept. Help us out.
And it's something to start praying about because coming up in May, where the Static 500 is coming. It is coming. We haven't talked about it much yet, but coming at the end of May, something very special for Static Radio. So please be praying for the Static 500. It's going to be a huge event. It's going to be a huge deal. And absolutely, we are a nonprofit organization. We are listener supported, and we do need your help. So start praying now, and come the end of May, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and then for all those reviews that we were talking about for the guide, check that out, gameandmovieguide.com. And if you want to keep up when we post new reviews and stuff, follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/gameandmovieguide.
Booyah!
There you go.
We're out, and Adri is in next, and
Total Recall. Wow.
Total Recall live today at noon. You can get your 90s on, or at least your 90s on. My 90s are a little different.
Why are you pointing to me?
Because my 90s were like Guns N' Roses, Nirvana, you know, Metallica.
Do you know what my 90s were, honestly?
Yeah.
My 90s were Elvis, the Beach Boys, the Beatles.
Okay.
Like, I was in this phase where I just loved the
classics,
the oldies hits.
Yeah, the oldies.
Loved it. And that was my 90s.
Well, sadly, TRL plays oldies now because those are considered oldies because we're in the year 2012.
I know, right?
So there it is. Yeah, so you can catch that today at noon. All the details, mystaticradio.com. We leave you with the Culture Shock. The band is Yellow Card. Static Radio.